Is that how you do the microphone check?
Yeah, microphone check. 咚咚。AR，AR， 为什么那些做播的人，你有没有听过？
啊、
他们每次都是麦克气啊 ，AR，AR， 为什么要讲 AR？What is the testing sound you say when you are testing a microphone？
In English,
what, in English, what you do say, you say?
Check, check, check one, check, check one.
I know, I heard,
so,
heard people say check one, check
do you know,
two.
Do you know why they're saying that?
I don't. Why do people say check one?
Well, first off, they're saying the microphone number. Like, you know, their microphones are numbers. So if they're saying check one, check one, that means they're checking microphone one. But you say the word check because it's one of those words that you would say and it's really like poppy. So if your microphone is set up really poorly and it's like, boom, into the microphone kind of things.
So you say check.
Oh,
you can also say church.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Popcorn clutch. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up, man.
At my school, there's this person that will test the microphone and it's like, dong, dong. And it's like, dong. yeah.
We are.
We are. 没有没有，那个这辈做播的也都说 we are.
We are.
没有没有，是那个 tone， 你那个 tone 要对，是 we are.
We are.
We are. 你没有听过他们在测试麦克风的时候都是说 we are. We are.
We are you. We are you. Welcome to Taiwan. Happy birthday.
There, 我来讲一下 the top five sentences people tell you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Okay.
Where
so
are...
oh, wait, wait. Is that number one or number five? Are you,
I'm just going to give them in any order. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Taiwan.
Okay.
Where are you come from?
等一下，有时候会说。Where are you come from?
Where
do you from?
They usually don't use
the grammar is always wrong.
The helping verb of do is way too complicated.
Okay.
It would usually
be where you from? Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you from?
You what country people?
没有，没有人说 what country people. This is 100% Chinese.
That's why I've heard it before. Certainly. Nice to meet you. Welcome to Taiwan. Where are you from? Of course, you know, the number one reply after I tell them where I'm from, they always pretend to know like all of the states of the United States. And so they're like, oh, which state?
And they won't say which state. They will say what state.
They say what's the, you know, what state?
What country?
And so I'll tell them the state. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with that. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to make up a state.
Next time?
Yeah.
Say, where are you from? Oh, America.
No.
What state?
And I'll tell them the name of a city and see if it throws them. I'm going to tell them Springfield.
Oh, Springfield, 太冷门了啦。你至少也要用一个比较大的。
但你是 Slovakia.
I'll tell them a different country.
Yeah.
You tell someone from...
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Yes. From Frankfurt. They'd be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, Frankfurt.
That's not very good. No, that's mean.
不要这样子。
That's mean. That's
okay.
欺负人家。
对，不要欺负，不要欺负别人。Okay. So is that your top five? Yes?
I think that was number four. Number five is...
You how long Taiwan? 会有人这样问你吗？
No.
Where do you...
Happy birthday! Happy New Year!
Honestly, I get asked a lot if I like stinky tofu.
Really?
Not like, you know, people, you know, the first sentence is out of their mouth, but it's always one of those questions that people ask me whenever they've had a conversation with me.
It's the number one question you ask a foreigner. Mm. You just have to ask them.
And everybody always, of course, says no.
No. Some people will say yes. Yeah. Anyway... Good evening, everyone. We will start our story.
We will start our story promptly tonight.
Yeah.
With no chatting and messing around.
Yeah, and the kids
and horseplay.
And the kids will stay very close to the phone so the audience can hear them. Mm. Yeah,
if they ask a question.
Yeah.
The fate of Fatso.
Hey, no, you gotta read a title. Title first.
All right then. Without further ado. Story Life Bedtime Book, The Fate of Fausto.
Fausto.
It's kind of Frenchy. Mm.
By?
A Painted Fable by Oliver Jeffers. Mm. Again.
Yeah. We tell a lot of Oliver Jeffers books. Mm. Yeah.
Well, he's awesome, so he's good.
He has a new book out. It's called There's a Ghost in the House. I don't have it yet. But
we have to get it. It's Halloween.
I know, but I don't think it will get here in time. I'll try. I'll buy it after our story is over. Yeah.
The Fate of Fausto. We need a quick page turning signal tonight because we got a lot of pages to work through here. But the sentences on each page are pretty short, so I have a feeling we're going to move through here pretty quickly.
Okay.
So, what's our page turning sound? That's it. All right.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm going to read inside the book jacket here.
Okay. Go ahead.
See if I didn't miss anything. No. Nothing too deep on the book jacket there.
Okay. We are doing the first page. This one is not here. I'm just checking Instagram.
Okay.
See our pictures. So.
All right then.
All right. You can start.
As we open the book, I see a flower, a mountain, and...
A pond.
A pond or some water. I'm not quite sure the scale here. Swish!
Picture starts here.
There once was a man who believed he owned everything and set out to survey what was his.
Mm. So there's a man on this page, right?
He looks very hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity. What is hoity-toity?
Uppity. Snooty. Snobbish. Full of himself.
就是一副觉得他很了不起的样子，就是很... Snobbish.
Sure.
Snobbish 就是很势利眼。 Right. 你们应该不知道什么是势利眼, 对不对?
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, 就是snobbish. 我最厉害, 那种。
He's got his nose way in the air. Swish!
Arrogant.
You are mine, said Fausto to the flower.
That's kind of creepy.
Swish! Yes, said the flower. I am yours. Oh, boy. I think Fausto ripped that flower out of the ground and put it in his coat.
Poor flower,
yeah.
Yeah.
Content, Fausto walked on.
Content 是什么意思?
满足.
很满意,很心满意足.
Yeah, he was satisfied with that answer. He's like, well, obvi. Swish. You are mine, he said to the sheep.
Yes, said the sheep. I suppose I am.
That's good.
That's what a sheep sounds like, you know.
Yeah.
And then I...
Swish. Feeling satisfied, Fausto walked on. What did he do to the sheep here?
Stamp of F on the sheep.
Why did he write an F on the sheep,
because
Desmond?
Because it's his, and his name starts with an F.
There we go. Mm. It's called branding your livestock.
What? Say that again.
Branding, yeah.
就是你在东西上面写你的名字，就是 branding your.
Well, no, because whenever you brand your livestock, you usually get like a really hot.
Oh, 我知道.
A really hot piece of metal with your, you know, your logo, your brand on it.
Okay.
And you.
烙印在你的牲畜上面烙印你的那个叫 branding your livestock.
Yeah, brand, you brand something.
B-R-A-N-D.
Yeah.
Brand your.
Chisel? You ever try to chisel
an animal?
我跟你讲, branding 就已经很痛了，你还 chisel?
I think he used the marker.
A marker on a sheep?
Yeah.
Fausto's not very clever.
I think like maybe it's like your logo is like a sun, and you just get like a giant chiseling thing, and on the front there's like this sun logo, and just a bang on metal.
Oh, yeah, that's like a stamp. Swish. Next, Fausto came upon a tree and declared, Tree, you are mine. To which the tree replied, Oh, all right, I can be yours.
Aww.
What do you think he's going to do?
Chop down a tree.
Chop down the tree?
No, write his name on the tree.
Oh.
Mm.
Why is that?
And the tree bowed before the man.
And the man climbed up, and then the tree slingshot. I don't know.
Whoosh! This pleased Fausto, and he walked on, happy to be owning a sheep and a flower and his tree. Hmm. Well, Fausto looks very proud of himself. Mm-hmm. Swoosh! Before long, Fausto had claimed a field and a forest and a lake. At first, the lake had pretended not to hear. Look at him. What's Fausto doing?
You are my...
Screaming at the... The yelling lake? At the lake.
Yeah, he's scolding this lake. Do you think the lake really cares?
No.
You ever try to yell at a lake? Did you get an answer? No?
I think it's more of like a puzzle.
You have to throw a stone in a lake to get a reply.
Yeah.
A fairy will show up from the lake.
You mean an axe?
And then give you, you want a silver axe or you want a gold axe? Like, which one is yours? You have to draw something in a lake first.
And you say
what is this story here?
And you say
what? You have never heard a story?
Like,
oh, I mean, I've heard the one related to...
Which one?
Excalibur.
Uh-huh.
But...
Like someone drop an axe, his wooden axe, in the lake.
Uh-huh.
And then a goddess rose from the lake and say, hey, someone dropped an axe. Is this gold axe yours or the silver axe yours? And you had to pick one.
No, it's not like you have to pick one. And he said, no, none is mine. Mine is a metal one with a metal axe with a wooden handle. And then she was like, oh, here's your axe. And also because you tell the truth. So here is the silver and gold axe. And then the next day, because a greedy person heard the story. So he threw his axe in the water and the goddess punished him.
Mm. We just told a fable inside a fable.
Wow.
Wow.
It's getting deep in here. All right. Does that fable have a name?
我不知道, 金斧头银斧头吧, like, 是吗?
The Lady of the Water or something like that?
It's just one of those stories to tell kids, to tell them you have to be honest, you know?
Be honest, kids.
Whoosh! Good.
But Fausto showed that lake who was boss.
What is Fausto doing?
Now he's really scolding that lake.
Screaming at the lake.
Wow. Look, even his reflection is red. He's so angry. Look at that. Whoosh. When he reached a mountain, Fausto said in a very clear voice, "Mountain, you are mine."
And then the mountain.
Now, said the mountain, I am my own.
Aww. Finally. Finally met someone who is not so easy, eh?
Mm. Whoosh. This angered Fausto, and he stamped his foot and made a fist.
Made a fist 就是手握拳头. So if you say someone made a mist, fist, that means they are angry, right?
They're literally making a fist out
of
anger, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like this guy right here. Look at that angry face. He's all stomping and pouting and look at that. Red, rosy cheeks from being so angry. Mm. Whoosh! Still, the mountain would not move. Of course, it's a mountain.
Yeah, right.
I mean, let's be real about this.
Is it a pun here?
Yes.
The mountain wouldn't move. Oh, I caught it. 它有两个意思,对不对?就是山本来就不会动. But if you say someone wouldn't move, 就是它不会动摇, 它没有,
you wouldn't budge your position.
You won't budge your position.
Whoosh! But Fausto put up such a fight, you would not believe, and showed the mountain who was boss. He's like the pigeon.
Yeah.
Look at that. And he's like Pig the Pug. Right? Look at that face. Well, he's really going for it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, how are we going to yell at a mountain and get the mountain to care?
Oh, well, the mountain will
echo back.
Yeah.
The mountain will scream back.
Yeah, it will. Whoosh!
Eventually. 等一下, Oliver Jeffers 这样就想要赚一页的钱耶。
Maybe he gets paid by the page.
他在卖关子。
Whoosh. The mountain bowed before Fausto and said, "Yes, you are in charge. I am yours. Come on, mountain.
Come on.
Echoes.
You're doing a fine job, mountain.
Echoes. Yeah. The screaming.
Whoosh. Feeling very important, Fausto easily conquered a boat to set off to sea.
Mm. And a coat.
And a coat.
What is conquer in Chinese?
占领.
还有呢?
霸凌.
霸凌不是,
不是bully.
霸占. 也不是, 不是. Conquer是征服的意思, 占领征服.
Okay. Whoosh. For a mountain, a lake, a forest, a field, a tree, a sheep, and a flower were not enough for him.
Wow.
Wow, what does he need now?
The world.
Mm, the universe.
Oh, wow. Oh, look at Fausto. He looks so regal sailing on his boat there. You know who he looks like?
George Washington.
Sure, I was also going to say Gilligan.
Who's Gilligan?
Yeah.
You should have said something no one understands.
Yeah. You ever heard of the really old TV show called Gilligan's Island?
No.
Yeah. No. Huh? This is a tale of our castaways who have been for a long, long time.
Wait. Is that a children's show when you were little?
No, it was a primetime TV show sitcom about some castaways stuck on an island. And there's Gilligan, who was like the first mate of the...
I don't think that show ever made it to Taiwan.
It was super famous in the United States for just decades, and it played reruns Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island. Yeah. I'll look it up later.
It's super
I've never
famous.
Heard of it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Swoosh. When he had gotten far enough from shore, Fausto said in a loud voice, "See, you are mine."
Wait. Oliver Jeffers is...
Yeah, just a...
No, it's just the ocean.
Yeah.
It's a wave. But the sea was silent.
Oh, 这个强劲的对手来的. It's a... This is a tough cookie.
Mm.
Tough pill to swallow.
Fausto not looking too happy in the back of his boat there.
Yeah.
Whoosh. You belong to me, see? I know you can hear me, said Fausto, louder still. Whoosh. Then, after a while, the sea said quietly,
You do not own me. You do not own anybody.
Whoosh. You are wrong. I do, Fausto replied, unsure which way to look. For the voice appeared to come from everywhere.
Because he's inside the sea.
Yeah. And the sea is kind of large. Whoosh. Oh boy.
Wow.
What a wonderful picture this is.
Yeah.
We got Fausto on his tiny little boat.
In
the middle of the huge, huge sea.
Vast ocean.
Never mess with the ocean, man. Mm. The ocean will mess you up. Whoosh. But you do not even love me, said the sea.
Aww.
You are wrong again, said the man. I love you very much.
骗人!
We had an accident.
Okay, guys, sorry.
We had a critical error there. I was turning a page and I tapped the phone and I just perfectly hit the leave room button. How about that?
你知道吗? 你这个手指头, 你弄开一点。
Well, then help me turn the pages. I'm doing all the work here.
那个 Derek 不小心按到那个左下角的leave. 为什么在这里啊?
I don't know why it's so easy to leave the room that you are the leader of. Like, you would
think
it was... I
know. 然后大家又跑回来。
Thank you for coming back, everybody.
I love you.
Yeah, they're all also like, hey, what happened?
诶,怎么不见了?
You know, we probably could have just said nothing and they thought it was their own phone.
你们刚刚是有一点觉得是自己的手机跳开了。 We shouldn't say anything.
Too honest.
But anyway, welcome back, everybody.
We'll start this page over again here.
Okay.
But you do not even love me, said the sea. You are wrong again, said the man. I love you very much.
I think the sea was say like...
Whoosh. But Fausto was lying, and the sea knew it. Whoosh. How can you love me when you do not understand me? The sea asked Fausto.
The sea is a woman.
Oh, then you have to read that.
How can you love me when you do not understand me?
The sea asked Fausto. You are wrong a third time, said Fausto. Ooh, he's got a big red, angry reflection again. He's gonna start scolding the sea. Whoosh! I understand you deeply, then added, feeling impatient. Now, admit you are mine, or I will show you who is boss. Wow. Love me or else.
Right? Love me or I'll give you some color to CC, you know.
Yeah. Whoosh.
And how will you do that?
Asked the sea. I will stamp my foot and make a fist.
I don't think you should say that.
Oh, he's going to try to get really angry in the middle of the sea, huh? Whoosh.
If you wish to stamp your foot and then come show me how it is done so I understand.
And in order to show his anger and importance, whoosh, Fausto climbed overboard to stamp his foot on the sea.
Oh God, I'm so stupid. So 他爬出船外就是要在海上跺脚的意思嘛。
Good luck with that, Fausto.
Yeah.
Whoosh. But he did not understand. What didn't he understand?
He would fall into the sea.
He's on the sea.
He obviously did not understand how the sea works, right?
And
whoosh.
I hope Fausto knows how to swim.
Not. You know, he forgot to get a life ring before he came out here. Whoosh. And he did not know how to swim. Well, it answers that question.
Wah, wah.
I think that's the end of Fausto, ladies and gentlemen. Whoosh! The sea was sad for him, but carried on being the sea. Whoosh! The mountain, too, went back to its business. Busy being a mountain. Busy schedule of not moving.
How?
I don't know. Whoosh! And the lake and the forest, the field and the tree, the sheep and the flower carried on as before.
Where's the field?
Right there. Whoosh. For the fate of Fausto, whoosh, did not matter to them. Oh, look at this flower. Flower's blooming back.
So, Fausto的命运对他们而言不重要，就对了。
Whoosh. The end.
Dun, dun, dun. So, what is the fate? What is the fable here? Isn't the definition of fable is a story that tries to teach you something?
A moral.
Usually has a moral.
Yeah, a fable usually has a moral.
Yes.
Moral 就是也不是座右铭，就是一个寓言故事，寓意想要教会你的东西叫 moral。So, what's the moral of the story?
You don't own me.
You have to understand me first if you want to own me.
What is the fable's moral? Don't just go around trying to be everything's master when...
Don't be greedy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I think everyone can have their own moral. But... Desmond thinks don't be greedy. What do you think, Roland? What the moral is what you take from the story.
Don't try to stomp
your foot in the ocean. Yeah. When you don't know how to swim. Yeah.
That's true.
But for me, I feel like... You do want to share first?
You go right ahead.
Okay.
Seems like you're on a roll here.
I feel like it's the fear or the respect for nature. Like, you can just manipulate the nature for that much, and one day, it's gonna bite you back. You just don't know it's coming. Like, you can conquer the flower, something small.
A sheep.
A sheep, a field, a mountain. But when you come to this majority, the big ocean, like the true power of nature.
You're nothing.
You are nothing. You probably can't conquer it. And you don't even know you can't conquer it.
Mm.
Like what humans are doing to our world, our earth right now.
Well, yeah, we're more ruining it as opposed to conquering it. Yeah.
Yeah. We feel like we are conquering the earth, but we are not.
Mm.
We think we got it under control, but we don't.
Mm.
I thought the sea would splash waves at faster.
That's what it would usually do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it just easily sinks giant boats all the time.
That's my take back.
Mm.
But it's probably not what Oliver Jeffers tried to say, but that's how I feel.
I like his blurb in the back here.
Well, people can't see it. So.
I know. I'm going to go ahead and read it, though.
All right.
True story. Word of honor. Joseph Heller, an important and funny writer now dead, and I were at a party given by a billionaire on Shelter Island. I said, Joe, how does it make you feel to know that our host only yesterday may have made more money than your novel Catch-22 has earned in its entire history? And Joe said, I've got something he can never have. And I said, what on earth could that be, Joe? And Joe said, the knowledge that I've got enough. Not bad. Rest in peace.
Mm.
So, apparently, Oliver Jeffers put that blurb in the back of the book here to remind people that the having of things and the having of more things is not really
having it.
What is important? What is actually important is being content with what you've got. Yeah.
When you actually feel enough.
Mm.
Because if you always... So the definition of enough for everyone is different. But once you feel enough, that's when you feel happy. And that's what matters. And for Fausto...
There was never enough.
Yeah, he always wants more.
Mm. So the moral of the story is...
Enough is enough!
I like it.
Enough and enough... Enough is enough.
And enough is enough.
Okay.
Those are two difference.
什么时候会讲? Enough is enough.
When you're tired of the nonsense in this situation and you've already told them it's time to stop and they don't stop and then you just have to go nuts on them to get them to understand it's time to be done.
所以中文就会讲像说你够了哦,可以了哦。我受够了。就是那个意思,就是... 小孩子就是一直哭,妈咪我要那个玩具,然后就是一直没有办法,我们就会说你够了,enough is enough,就是那个意思,但是这本书也可以说 enough is enough, right, in a peaceful voice.
Mm.
Wow, well, that's interesting.
All right.
Okay.
I think that's where we'll kill it this evening.
Yeah.
If anyone has any... comments or questions they'd like to raise at the moment. We'll wait a couple of seconds.
Yeah. But you haven't shared your... You know, I was just reading this. Anyway.
Go ahead.
And then it's actually in Dr. Yang's book. Like, this is story. And
okay.
And then... I think it's in the book. I read it the other day, but I forgot which book. It's talking about, oh, this billionaire just makes so much money and more than your whole book.
Mm-hmm.
And then he say, I have something he doesn't have.
That's literally what we
just
read.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. But I didn't read this until you read it earlier.
Oh.
And now it finally clicked. Oh, I just read it the other day.
It's okay. The same thing?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's I think it's a... probably kind of famous little story or something.
Mm.
But I think that's it for tonight. Night night, everybody.
Night
night. Don't try to stomp the ocean.
Night.